Welcome to the True Crime Never Sleeps podcast. We dive into stories of true crime, from unsolved cold cases to historic kidnapping to gangsters and beyond. We are your source for true crime. We thank you for listening.
Question for you. Would you rather pay $150 a month or $15 a month to work out with the same high-quality gym equipment? At Planet Fitness, you can get top-tier equipment for $15 a month. Plus, save $28 or more when you join now during our Strong Choice Sale. Our weights weigh the same, you just don't pay the same. Enjoy free fitness training and 24-hour access at most clubs, all in the judgment-free zone. Join Planet Fitness today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month, cancel anytime. Deal ends October 10th. See club for details.
At Humana, our Medicare Advantage plans give you coverage and care you can count on, along with guided support to help you feel your best. You could have a plan with a $0 premium or an all-in-one plan that may include medical and prescription coverage, as well as routine dental, vision, and hearing. Learn more at GetHumana.com. Humana, a more human way to healthcare. Humana is a Medicare Advantage HMO and PPO organization with a Medicare contract. Enrollment in any Humana plan depends on contract renewal.
In the dead of night, as a quiet city slept under the stars, two stealth helicopters raced across the sky, carrying a team of elite soldiers with a singular purpose. Their destination was a mysterious compound surrounded by high walls, hidden away in the heart of Pakistan. Inside one of those helicopters, the men of SEAL Team 6 sat in silence, each one focused, each one ready. They were on a mission that had been a decade in the making, a mission to capture or kill the world's most elusive fugitive, Osama bin Laden. As they approached the compound, the tension was electric. This wasn't just another raid. It was a high-stakes gamble where every second counted. They knew that the eyes of the world would soon be upon them. The plan had been rehearsed down to the last detail. But tonight, anything could happen. A single misstep could mean disaster. Join us as we step into the shadows of Operation Neptune Spear and unravel the story of how this top-secret mission unfolded. We'll take you through the tense minutes of the raid, the split-second decisions that turned the tide, and the extraordinary courage of the men who risked everything. This is a tale of intelligence and instinct, of precision and sacrifice. It's the story of how the world's most wanted man was finally brought to justice. And it's a story you won't want to miss. Prepare yourself for a journey into the one of the most daring operations in modern history, where secrecy and courage met in a high-stakes battle that would change the course of the world. And with that, give us a thumbs up if you like our videos, hit that subscribe button down below for even more true crime stories, and of course, give us your thoughts in the comment section below. Osama bin Laden was without question the most wanted man on the planet. As the mastermind behind the September 11th attacks, his name became synonymous with terror, responsible for orchestrating a series of devastating acts that shook the world and forever changed global security. For over a decade, bin Laden eluded capture, his whereabouts hidden even from the most advanced intelligence agencies. He became a symbol of resilience and defiance for Al-Qaeda, inspiring countless followers and influencing global terrorism. The stakes of Operation Neptune Spear were exceptionally high. On a political level, this mission was a defining moment for the United States and its leadership. If successful, it would send a powerful message that no adversary could escape justice, regardless of how long it took. However, failure would have been catastrophic. Potential consequences rippling across U.S. foreign relations. The mission took place in Pakistan, a country with which the U.S. shared a complex and delicate relationship. Any misstep could have led to a diplomatic crisis, and if Pakistani forces detected the operation, it could have escalated to open conflict. Operationally, the risks were immense. The plan demanded absolute precision, timing, and secrecy. The U.S. could not afford to alert bin Laden, his guards, or even the local authorities. A failed raid would not only have allowed bin Laden to slip away yet again, but could have also cost the lives of SEAL Team 6 members, with a possible propaganda victory for Al-Qaeda. The consequences of failure weren't just about missing a target. They involved potential American casualties and the risk of giving Al-Qaeda a renewed surge of morale. For years, the hunt for bin Laden had been a seemingly impossible task. He was always one step ahead, moving through mountains and remote areas, hidden by layers of loyal operatives and sympathetic locals. The U.S. had conducted countless operations, followed false leads, and relied on tenuous intelligence reports, all while the trail often ran cold. It was as if bin Laden had vanished into thin air, evading the combined might of the world's most powerful intelligence networks. The U.S. had invested billions of dollars and endless hours of manpower, yet for years, he remained out of reach. It was against this backdrop of uncertainty, political tension, and immense risk that Operation Neptune Spear was launched. This mission wasn't just about eliminating a single individual. It was about fulfilling a promise made to the victims of 9/11 and to the world. It was about reaffirming that even in the face of seemingly insurmountable challenges, justice could prevail. Locating Osama bin Laden was a monumental feat in the world of intelligence gathering. For years, he had been a ghost, hidden away in the rugged mountains of Afghanistan and Pakistan, shrouded in secrecy and protected by a vast network of loyal operatives. But it was his trusted couriers who had ultimately led to his downfall. U.S. intelligence had long suspected that bin Laden communicated through a select few couriers, avoiding electronic communications to prevent detection. After painstaking efforts, they managed to identify one of these couriers, and by tracking his movements, the trail led them to a compound in Abbottabad, Pakistan. The compound immediately raised suspicions. Located in an affluent, relatively quiet neighborhood, the building was oddly fortified with high walls topped with barbed wire. There were no phones or internet connections, and unlike other homes in the area, the residents burned their trash instead of disposing of it publicly. These details set off alarm bells for CIA analysts. The size and layout of the compound suggested that someone of significance was residing there, someone who required both secrecy and protection. Upon discovering the compound, the CIA and military intelligence knew they had stumbled upon something extraordinary. This prompted a massive surveillance operation where they meticulously monitored the compound's daily activities. Over time, they observed a man known as the Pacer who would walk around the grounds but never left. His behavior and precautions suggested he was more than just an ordinary resident. Analysts became convinced that they had found their target. The question now was how to proceed. In developing a plan, the CIA worked closely with military intelligence, combining their resources and expertise to design an operation that would have the best chance of success. There were intense discussions and briefings at the highest levels of government, weighing various options on how to handle the situation. One choice was to strike the compound with drones, a method that had been effective in other high-profile counterterrorism operations. However, a drone strike would risk destroying any evidence needed to confirm bin Laden's identity, and there was no guarantee it would eliminate everyone within the compound. Ultimately, they decided that a ground assault would provide the highest likelihood of success. This approach allowed for the collection of valuable intelligence and verification of bin Laden's identity. But it also significantly raised the stakes. A raid required boots on the ground and direct engagement, making it inherently more dangerous. The decision wasn't taken lightly, as it put American lives directly at risk. Yet the potential to finally close the chapter on bin Laden was too significant to pass up, and a carefully crafted plan was set in motion, one that would call upon SEAL Team 6 and test every skill they had trained for over years. A decision to proceed with a ground assault marked a critical turning point. It underscored the U.S. commitment to confirming the target and gathering intelligence. In the end, the team believed that the risk was worth the potential reward, and they moved forward with a strategy that would require absolute precision, secrecy, and the full cooperation of America's most elite forces. When it was decided that a ground assault would be the best approach to take down Osama bin Laden, SEAL Team 6, also known as the U.S. Navy's most elite counterterrorism unit, was chosen for the job. The group had a proven track record of handling high-risk, high-stake missions, and their training was among the most rigorous in the world. However, the operation ahead was unlike anything they had ever faced. They would need to be prepared for a complex raid deep in enemy territory, with no backup from local forces. The team underwent an intensive training regimen tailored specifically for this mission. They focused on tactical skills that would be critical for the raid, such as close-quarter combat, building clearance techniques, and high-speed decision-making under pressure. Physical endurance and mental resilience were pushed to the limits as the team prepared for the unpredictability and high stress they would face inside the compound. Every detail of their training was designed to simulate the potential challenges of the mission. To ensure the highest level of readiness, a full-scale replica of bin Laden's compound was constructed. The replica was essential in allowing the SEALs to rehearse every step of the operation. They practiced entering and clearing rooms, moving through the compound's unique layout, and coordinating their movements to avoid any missteps. Each rehearsal was treated as if it were the real mission, with every team member memorizing the layout, entry points, and potential obstacles. By the time they would step foot in Abbottabad, they would have rehearsed the operation countless times, honing their precision and speed down to the second. Behind the scenes, key military personnel and strategists played a crucial role in refining the mission's objectives and contingency plans. Admiral William McRaven, a veteran of Special Ops, was one of the primary architects of the raid. He worked closely with intelligence analysts, Special Ops experts, and the SEAL team leaders to ensure that every detail was accounted for. They identified potential risks, ranging from detection by Pakistani forces to the possibility of armed resistance inside the compound. For each risk, a contingency plan was developed to provide the SEALs with the tools they needed to adapt to any situation that might arise. This level of preparation underscored the operation's gravity. Every aspect of the raid was scrutinized and perfected. The objective was clear: eliminate bin Laden and secure intelligence with minimal risk to American lives. But they also understood that no plan is without flaws, and the team needed to be prepared to face the unknown. This meticulous planning and intense training laid the groundwork for one of the most significant missions in U.S. military history, ensuring that SEAL Team 6 would be ready to execute with the highest level of precision and determination. The night of May 1st, 2011 was one of the high anticipation and tension. SEAL Team 6 had been through countless rehearsals, but now it was time for the real mission. They launched from Jalalabad, Afghanistan under the cover of darkness, flying in two modified Black Hawk helicopters designed with stealth technology to avoid radar detection. The goal was to slip into Pakistani airspace undetected, ensuring that no alarms were raised before they reached their target. Every second of the flight was calculated. The team understood that there was no margin of error. As they approached Abbottabad, the SEALs' focus sharpened. The city lay quietly below, unaware of the mission unfolding in the skies above. The helicopters hovered over the compound, and the team prepared for a rapid descent. But just as the first Black Hawk began its landing, a critical problem arose. Due to the high...
Make the right call for the right Medicare Advantage benefits. Go to MedMutual.com/review to schedule your free Medicare plan review with Medical Mutual, Ohio's hometown Medicare insurer.
Question for you. Would you rather pay $150 a month or $15 a month to work out with the same high-quality gym equipment? At Planet Fitness, you can get top-tier equipment for $15 a month. Plus, save $28 or more when you join now during our Strong Choice sale. Our weights weigh the same, you just don't pay the same. Enjoy free fitness training and 24-hour access at most clubs, all in the judgment-free zone. Join Planet Fitness today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month, cancel anytime. Deal ends October 10th. See club for details.
High walls and the compound's unusual layout, the helicopter experienced a downdraft, causing it to crash land inside the courtyard. This was a moment that could have unraveled the entire mission, but the SEALs have been trained for this. They quickly adapted, executing an emergency landing plan and disembarking without hesitation. The second helicopter adjusted its landing accordingly outside the compound walls, allowing the remaining SEALs to enter on foot. Once on the ground, the team split into two groups. They moved swiftly and methodically, aware that time was of the essence. Entering the building, they began clearing each floor room by room. The layout was familiar thanks to their countless hours of training on the replica compound. They knew exactly where to go. As they moved through the first and second floors, they secured non-combatants, women and children, moving them aside to ensure their safety. On the third floor, they encountered resistance. It was here that they found their primary target, Osama bin Laden. In a matter of seconds, the SEAL team took control of the situation. Bin Laden was engaged and eliminated, and his identity was swiftly confirmed. The team then moved quickly to secure the area, conducting a thorough sweep to ensure there were no remaining threats. The entire operation within the compound lasted around 40 minutes. Each SEAL knew his role. They coordinated their movements with the precision of a well-oiled machine. They collected valuable intelligence, including computers, hard drives, and documents, gathering as much information as possible in the limited time they had. The crash had forced them to adjust their plan on the fly, but their training and preparation paid off. With Bin Laden neutralized and the compound secured, it was time to exfiltrate. The team exited the compound and regrouped at the crash site. They destroyed the downed Black Hawk with explosives to prevent any sensitive technology from falling into the wrong hands. Then, loading onto the remaining helicopter and a backup aircraft that had arrived, they began their journey back to Afghanistan. Mission had been accomplished, but it wasn't until they were safely out of Pakistani airspace that they could finally breathe a sigh of relief. The night of May 1st was one of precision, bravery, and resilience. Despite unexpected setbacks, SEAL Team 6 demonstrated the effectiveness of their training, and their ability to overcome any obstacle. In less than an hour, they had accomplished what many thought impossible. ending the reign of the world's most wanted terrorist. Upon their release or return to base, SEAL Team 6 underwent an immediate debriefing. The team quickly verified Osama bin Laden's identity with the physical evidence collected during the raid, including photographs and DNA samples. The goal was to leave no room for doubt. They needed to confirm beyond a shadow of a doubt that they had indeed eliminated the leader of Al-Qaeda. The DNA samples were swiftly analyzed and matched against known samples from bin Laden's family, providing conclusive proof. This verification process was essential not only for U.S. officials, but also for the world, who had been waiting nearly a decade for this moment. Shortly thereafter, President Barack Obama addressed the American public in a late-night announcement that would reverberate globally. With a calm and resolute tone, he informed the nation that bin Laden had been killed in a targeted operation. For millions of Americans, the announcement marked a moment of closure, a sense of justice for the horrific events of September 11th. Crowds gathered outside the White House and at Ground Zero in New York City, waving flags and flags, singing patriotic songs, expressing relief, joy, and pride in a mission accomplished. It was a moment of national unity, a symbolic victory in the ongoing fight against terrorism. The reaction from around the world, however, was complex and varied. Many allies expressed support and relief, acknowledging the significance of bin Laden's death. Leaders from the UK, Canada, and other nations that had lost citizens in terror attacks praised the US for its perseverance and determinations. For countries directly affected by Al-Qaeda's violence, this was a significant blow to an organization that had caused immense suffering. In Pakistan, the reaction was mixed and often tense. Many Pakistanis were surprised to learn that bin Laden had been living so close to the country's military academy, raising uncomfortable questions about whether elements within Pakistan had been aware of or complicit in his presence. The Pakistani government faced intense scrutiny both domestically and internationally, demands for explanations on how the world's most wanted man could live undetected for so long in Abbottabad. The raid itself, conducted without Pakistan's knowledge, strained diplomatic relations, sparked debates over sovereignty and security cooperation. Elsewhere, reactions from international leaders reflected a range of emotions. While some expressed satisfaction that bin Laden's reign of terror finally ended, others voiced concerns about the potential repercussions. Many feared that his death could inspire retaliatory attacks or galvanize Al-Qaeda's remaining factions. Nonetheless, the global community recognized the symbolic weight of bin Laden's death and the message it sent by to terrorist organizations worldwide, that those who choose to orchestrate acts of terror will ultimately be held accountable. In the days following the operation, the focus shifted to the implications for global security. Analysts and policymakers began assessing how Al-Qaeda might respond and what bin Laden's death would mean for the broader fight against terrorism. While his removal was a significant milestone, it was also clear that the struggle was far from over. The operation's success underscored the need for continued vigilance and cooperation among nations to combat the persistent threat of extremism. The aftermath of Operation Neptune Spear rippled across the world, leaving a lasting impact on international relations, counterterrorism strategies, and the collective psyche of a world that had endured the shadow of bin Laden's influence for so long. For the United States, the mission represented both a triumph and a reminder of the sacrifices made in pursuit of justice, marking a turning point in the global fight against terrorism. The success of Operation Neptune Spear had a profound impact on the future of military tactics and counterterrorism strategies against the world. This operation was not only a pivotal moment in the fight against terrorism, but also demonstrated a demonstration of how targeted special ops could be leveraged to achieve strategic goals with precision and effectiveness. The raid's success underscored the value of intelligence-driven, high-stakes missions that focus on high-value targets, setting a new standard for counterterrorism efforts. One of the most significant shifts following the operation was the increased emphasis on special operation forces for addressing critical threats. The success of SEAL Team 6 reinforced the idea that small, highly trained units could accomplish objectives that would traditionally require larger, more cumbersome military deployments. This led to a reevaluation of U.S. military policy with a greater focus on the use of elite units to conduct precise, targeted missions against terrorist leaders and other high-value targets. The emphasis on special operations has since become a cornerstone of U.S. counterterrorism policy, as it allows for agile, covert actions that minimize collateral damage and reduce the risk of broader military escalation. In the years following Operation Neptune Spear, counterterrorism strategies around the world began incorporating lessons from the raid. emphasis on intelligence-driven operations and interagency cooperation became even more prominent, with countries recognizing the importance of blending real-time intelligence with elite military capabilities. The operation also
At Humana, our Medicare Advantage plans give you coverage and care you can count on, along with guided support to help you feel your best. You could have a plan with a $0 premium or an all-in-one plan that may include medical and prescription coverage, as well as routine dental, vision, and hearing. Learn more at GetHumana.com. Humana, a more human way to healthcare. Humana is a Medicare Advantage HMO and PPO organization with a Medicare contract. Enrollment in any Humana plan depends on contract renewal.
Question for you. Would you rather pay $150 a month or $15 a month to work out with the same high-quality gym equipment? At Planet Fitness, you can get top-tier equipment for $15 a month. Plus, save $28 or more when you join now during our Strong Choice Sale. Our weights weigh the same, you just don't pay the same. Enjoy free fitness training and 24-hour access at most clubs, all in the judgment-free zone. Join Planet Fitness today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month, cancel anytime. Deal ends October 10th. See club for details.
At Humana, our Medicare Advantage plans give you coverage and care you can count on, along with guided support to help you feel your best. You could have a plan with a $0 premium or an all-in-one plan that may include medical and prescription coverage, as well as routine dental, vision, and hearing. Learn more at GetHumana.com. Humana, a more human way to healthcare. Humana is a Medicare Advantage HMO and PPO organization with a Medicare contract. Enrollment in any Humana plan depends on contract renewal.
Force the importance of collaboration between national intelligence agencies and special operation units. A model that has since been adopted by numerous countries in their efforts to combat terrorism. Operation Neptune Spear remains one of the most extraordinary missions in modern military history. It was a night of unprecedented precision and courage, a moment when years of intelligence work and relentless training culminated in a swift and decisive action that changed the course of global security. Yet, as we've seen it, it also raised important questions about ethics, sovereignty, and the complexities of counterterrorism in the 21st century. For all its triumphs and controversies, Neptune Spear is a reminder of the lengths to which nations will go in pursuit of justice. But the story doesn't end here. As we wrap up this season, get ready for our next deep dive into some of the world's most baffling disappearances. That's right. Our upcoming season, we'll dive into the mysterious fate of Flight MH370, which vanished without a trace, to the endearing enigma of Amelia Earhart's final flight. We'll explore cases that have left investigators and the world searching for answers. And before we close out this episode, we'd like to highlight our affiliate of the episode, and that is Audible. Are you ready to dive into some of the most gripping stories of our time? With Audible, you can experience incredible audiobooks that transport you into the heart of the action, all while on the go. Right now, we're highlighting The Operator by Robert O'Neill, a thrilling first-hand account from the Navy SEAL who took part in the mission to take down Osama bin Laden. This powerful memoir is not just a story of high-stakes missions and battlefield tactics, but also of personal resilience and sacrifice. Narrated by O'Neill himself, The Operator pulls you in the mind of a SEAL as he navigates some of the most intense and pivotal moments in modern history. The audio format brings a whole new dimension to the story, with O'Neill's voice adding an authentic, personal touch that makes each moment even more compelling. With Audible, you can listen to The Operator and thousands of other audiobooks anytime, anywhere. Get started with a free trial today at audibletrial.com/larry21. That is audibletrial.com/larry21. And take The Operator with you, whether you're commuting, working out, or just relaxing at home. Start your free trial today and discover why Audible is the ultimate way to experience audiobooks. And let me know your thoughts in the comment section below, what you thought of Operation Neptune Spear. And of course, if you want to support the channel in other ways, you can buy us a coffee at buymeacoffee.com/tcnest. Your support helps the channel grow, upgrade our equipment, bring in new hosts, and pay them, and hopefully one day take this show on the road. We'd really love to stream episodes from infamous crime scenes from across the country and possibly even across the world. We definitely have plans for a Jack the Ripper episode in Jack the Ripper territory, and your support can help make that happen. Whether it's $1, $2, $5, $20, $50, $100, whatever you give is always appreciated, no matter the value. And of course, thank you so much for watching and listening. We'll see you next time.
You have been listening to the True Crime Never Sleeps podcast. Thank you for listening. You can follow us on Facebook at True Crime Never Sleeps podcast and on Twitter at True Crime NS. And follow us on Instagram at True Crime Never Sleeps. Thanks for watching. If you want to support the show, buy us a coffee at buymeacoffee.com/TCNN or become a patron at patreon.com/True Crime Never Sleeps.